Go. Go, Daddy, go. Go.
A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back.
Not at all.
All right, let's see.
There is way too much news, just so you know. It's an infinite amount of news.
Nice.
That segment's going to take an hour and a half.
Well, you know, we'll make up for it by having a completely misshapen boosted segment that I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, well, I guess we just say, you know,
what's wrong with the boosted segment?
The list that was they presented originally that Samurai based his graphic on is not what they actually did inside the game.
Oh.
So really what you got to say, all the Guardians are boosted. Play them.
So none of these things in this awesome infographic are...
Only one.
Relevant? Okay. Well, that's fine. We got tons of news.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy the infographic personally then.
All right. I picked a Keira Knightley person. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, looking her up, I learned a thing that I did not know about Keira Knightley.
Oh, tell me more.
I had no idea she was in Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah. We should probably stop discussing her.
All right.
But Ray doesn't have to cut too much of this. Sorry, it's going to take me a while to drag my mind through that movie. Also, don't tell me.
All right. Well, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
We had the mayor of Nichin, Ukraine in today.
Oh, cool. How's he doing?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him.
Oh, okay.
State College is signing some paperwork to be the sister city of...
Of his city?
Yeah.
Cool.
What city?
I think it was called Nichin? Nichin? Maybe it's Nichin. N-I-Z something?
N-I-Z-H-Y-N?
That sounds right. Yeah.
All right. Neat.
But they were having a, some ceremony at 5:30 where they were, you know, signing some fancy paper and apparently we had to buy fancy pens for it.
Fancy pens?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Nice.
Each mayor needed a fancy pen, so.
Town is mayor, northeast of Kyiv.
Our mayor and their mayor needed, you know, a fancy commemorative pen or something, so.
Right. Cool.
Probably should have saved that for local news. There's so much news.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully there's plenty. Let me see what we're talking about here.
I think the channel's open. Oh, there we go. Sartut's in.
Yeah.
Sartut for the win.
Pop. Acting. Thank you.
Does Ray have a music clip for Pop-Pop?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Occasionally, I pull it together and am helpful.
You saw the sad news that the SNL is now shut down?
Uh-oh. What happened? Oh, writer's strike.
Writer's strike, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything shut down.
Yep. I did not even consider that, but that is appropriate but disappointing news. I was all... God, I thought maybe Whoa. This week was going to be new, too. Curses!
That is giant words on my screen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but you can just click on them and see. 3-star, 4-star, 5-star.
Oh. Pete Davidson's not even on that show anymore.
He was hosting.
He was hosting.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Man, how do you get to be a host like a week after you quit working there?
You're wildly popular.
Yeah.
The same way Eddie Murphy got to be the host while he was still a cast member?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Back, it was like 82, I think. They had him on right after he did Beverly Hills Cop when he was still a cast member.
You'd have to feel bad if you're the rest of the cast, I would think.
Yeah. Well, there was no rest of the cast. It was him and Joe Piscopo for like 3 straight years.
Pop Buchanan.
Wrong!
Wrong!
Oh, no, my skull.
Jimmy Jam, Jam, Jimmy Jam.
What's happening?
What just happened on my screen? Oh.
I have no idea.
The Epic Game Store just popped up on my screen and updated itself and like took over all my screens and but there's no new games until tomorrow, so I don't know why I felt the need to do that right now. 3 new games tomorrow. Wow. They'll come back tomorrow.
What's coming back where now?
On the Epic Games thing, there's 3 new free games tomorrow.
Oh. Did I get this round of free games?
I don't know. Did you get the Poker Club game?
Yeah.
That's still this week.
Okay. What's coming up tomorrow?
I've already closed it.
That's okay.
It looked like a racing game and a couple other things.
I'll just open it tomorrow and download them regardless of what they are.
Well, I don't know if I'll download them, but I'll definitely click the buy these for free button.
I'll click the purchase button. Yeah. I will not download them.
That's what I do with almost all their games.
Yeah. I was going to say, I have a lot of free games on there. I play a very small amount.
Yep. All I know is...
But I still play them.
...is that, you know, Fortnite keeps, you know, paying for me to get these free games, so...
Yeah. Good for them. Thanks, kids.
Thanks, unlimited microtransaction purchases.
Yeah.
Thank you, Champagne. we ready to roll?
I think so. All right. Let's see. I got a featured character. I got Pop and Pop. Acting. Is that everything I need? Is the show canceled yet?
Just next week.
How do we still have jobs?
It's canceled next week.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what's next week? Oh, you're going to be in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot there was no show. Wow, there's double no show next week. Is that right?
Correct.
Am I showless next week? This is a big week for old Ian.
What are you going to do with all that free time?
I don't know. Just things coming up me all the time.
Yeah.
Greg wrote the script Crossing Picket Lines.
Yeah, tomorrow's easily my favoriteest of the nerd holidays. So,
are you going to the theater?
I don't know if I will go to the theater. We are, you know, I'll probably, you know, dress in something appropriate for work, but obviously inappropriate because it'll be Star Wars themed. We have our Life Day cookbook, so we'll probably have something there for dinner. I think I'm going to make smoked tip-yip and some Wookiee cookies. I'll probably go play trivia, maybe watch something Star Wars related on the TV. I don't know if I'll make it to the theater, though. Theaters sketch me out.
Well, I didn't get Mandalorian today, so I can watch that tomorrow.
Isn't it over?
Oh, last week was the finale. I did watch it last week. All right, never mind. I won't do that then.
Yeah, season is no more.
I watched Ted Lasso today, so I got to make sure I got that in. But
oh yeah, I don't know if I'll do that tomorrow, but I'm moving steadily along with that as well.
Yeah,
I'm confused. I thought Mandalorian was over a while ago.
Yeah, Mando ended 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago?
I think so. I think as soon as yeah, because I watched Mandalorian before I got on the plane. And then I came home and then watched the finale with Kel.
Yeah, because we had to watch a couple in a row because we were gone for two
cycles worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 9th. Yeah, okay. The 19th was the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm all confused. You're like, yeah, I got one more Mandalorian. Yeah. I'm like, wait, what?
How come you get 10 episodes? We only got 8.
Yeah. Because I get all the Baby Yodas. I don't know.
That's fair.
All right, let's hurry up and get this done. Here we go.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, teach me things about this game.
We'll try. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 381st of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Chaos 32, we got Sneaky Meat 15. They're here and ready to say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, one of them wasn't ready to say hi.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah. This is the week of May 3rd through the 10th in the 2023s. In your 7-day 4-star grade! There's something. Last week, you had your Gamora versus Thanos and Doctor Strange. Or actually, this week. I'm a liar. This week, that's who that was. Have you stunned your way to victory?
Yeah, well, so far.
Okay.
Half the way. I beat up Thanos, and we'll cash in again tomorrow.
Yeah, I definitely used stun on Doctor Strange. I didn't get enough blue to use stun once on Thanos.
Oh,
but,
wow.
It didn't matter, because I managed to get all the special purple tiles, and she just one-shot him. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Insta-gib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was impressive. I mean, really, it was lucky. I matched away the purple that didn't have anything, and it didn't drop new purple. And I went, oh, yeah, there you go.
I win. coming up next week, you've got Baby Groot versus Thanos. So you can prep there. In your storyland, Infinite Pursuit is running. Sleeves, Miles, and Null. Placement is Namora and Thanos. Followed up by Hearts of Darkness, Vision, Namora, Thanos. Placement is Abomination. And some shards for a new 5-star character we'll get to here in a minute. We're in between seasons, so the PvP right now is Fresh Cut. Psylocke and Nebula there. Placement, Negasonic and Electra.
Hey, about that.
Yes?
I played Puzzle Gauntlet this go-round.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I landed my second 5-star support.
Oh, nice.
I was a little bit excited.
I still don't think I have a 5-star support.
I got a 5-star Lockheed, and I have a 5-star Stepford Cuckoos.
Wow.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, I was pleased.
I did manage to get 4s out of this one. I got 2 4s.
Nice.
That doesn't add up to a 5, though.
No.
No, but it's still nice.
All right, let's start off with some high evolutionary, 3-star and 5-star variety. I don't know if you have the graphics in front of you, but doesn't the 5-star guy look like RoboCop?
It really, really does.
Okay.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had the graphics in front of me. That's fine. I'm sure I'll see him soon enough.
Yeah. It just kind of strikes me as funny that the 5-star with the guy kind of looks like the RoboCop, you know, when they take his face mask off. And
yeah, absolutely. That looks very much like him.
You're like,
I mean, that look exactly like the guy from the trailer to the movie, so I get it. But yeah, boy, if that's not a RoboCop outfit, I don't know what is.
Murphy!
Like, the other guy at least has, like, a crazy mohawk going on and looks kind of like Ultraman.
He does kind of look like Ultraman.
Yondu.
Yeah. True story.
That, and every time you mention his name, for whatever reason, all I hear is, hey, Evolutionary, you want to get high? Tally, you're the worst character ever.
I know. 3-star variety. The classic style, they say. He is a villain, genius, technologist, enhanced cosmic. And is a, what do we got there? Blue, yellow, and black variety. The blue power is called Iteration. 8 blue. Deals damage plus extra damage per research counter to a max of 10. At 6 plus of said counters, also create a 2-turn countdown tile that reduces the target's ability ranks by 1 while on the board. Maximum of 1 of these per enemy. Passive. When an enemy makes a match or fires a power, add a research counter and gain 1 AP in the target's strongest color. So you're definitely getting a minimum of 1 of those per round then, right? I mean, they're making at least 1 match every turn. So that's something.
Yes.
As it goes up in level, damage increases and it becomes a 3-turn, and it also reduces their ability ranks by 2. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
You only need to be level 3 at that to get the reduce their ranks by 2. So the damage is minimal, but you're really reducing their powers. That's what you want there.
Right.
The missing link, 6 yellow. Interesting numbers. Choose an ally. Increase their max health by 7.3%.
Nice.
And their ability and match damage by 10%. Up the high evolutionary's max health and strongest base match damage if a teammate is chosen. Wouldn't a teammate always have to be chosen? You have to pick an ally. I'm confused by that word.
I'm also puzzled. Say that again? Yeah, read it again. I'm equally confused, and I was actually paying attention. So try me one more time.
Choose an ally. Yes. Increase their max health by 7.3 and their ability to match damage by 10%.
Okay.
Up the high evolutionary's max health and strongest base match damage if a teammate is chosen. Okay.
Perrin Diak saved the day. He can pick himself. He's not an ally.
Oh, so, he's not a teammate.
Yeah, you increase their max health up to high evolutionary's max health and base match damage.
Uh-huh. Okay. I thought we were boosting the high evolutionary stuff. But you're boosting somebody else's stuff.
Yeah. Well, you can. You can also boost him.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. Passive, at the start of battle, if the high evolutionary is not the highest level character. Oh, look at this. He receives up to a 50% bonus max health and 10% bonus ability and base match damage based on the difference in levels.
Whoa.
Up to level 370, this power is not turned off by stuns. These numbers go up at level 5. It's increasing a target's max damage, max health by 20%, ability and match damage by 20%, increase the high evolutionary's max health by 140%, and his ability and match damage by 25%.
Interesting.
Wow, so you always want someone who's higher level than him, because, man, then it gets good.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
And it's 6 yellow. It's cheap.
Yeah, that's a bargain. The black power, unnatural selection, 7 black. High evolutionary deals 7% of the target's health as permanent damage and reduces their match damage by 10% up to a max of 30. Then if his maximum health is greater than the target's, he deals additional damage equal to the difference up to 5% of his maximum health. Man, this character's got too much math going on. At level 5, it goes all the way up to 15% permanent damage, reducing match damage by 15% each time to a max of 60, dealing up to 20% damage.
Yikes.
Wow, he seems really strong for a 3-star. Huh. I don't know, you get a 3-5-5? Because you only need 3 levels of that blue power to get that reduce their ranks by 2.
Right.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's wait and cover all of the release schedule and stuff when we get done with the five star here. So the five star variety. Let's see. Are they different? They are different. Okay. The names appear to be the same. Iteration, 8 blue. Deal damage plus damage per research counter at 6 plus. Also create a 2 turn that reduces the ranks, target's ability ranks by 1 on the board, blah, blah, blah. And 10 plus counters also stun the target for a turn. The rest looks the same. When an enemy makes a match or fires a power, add a research counter and gain AP. The difference here is the stun. So if you take it up to level 5 on the 5 star, you can get a 2 turn stun out of that. I'm not sure that's worth it. It sounds like it's probably still level 3 is still the place to go. You get a 3-turn tile that reduces their ability ranks by 2. Still. The Mystic Link, again, 6 yellow. It's the same 7.3%, 10% deal. To start, if he's not the highest, 50% bonus max health, 10% bonus ability and match damage, up to level 550. Then his team gains half those bonuses up to his level. That sounds pretty good. Numbers go up as you level. At level 5, increase target's max health by 13%, ability and match damage by 18%, increase the high evolutionary's max health by 140%, and his ability and match damage by 140%. Again, black, unnatural selection, 8 black, deal the 7% as permanent damage, reduce their match damage by 10%, max of 30. Then if the maximum health is greater than target, deal an additional damage equal to the difference up to 9%. At level 5, it is 12% permanent damage, reducing match damage by 15 each, max of 60, dealing up to 18%
of his maximum health. So it's very similar.
Very similar, just minor changes there.
Yeah. I would say 355 again. I don't think that one turn of stun is going to make a world of difference.
No, I don't either. Let's see. In the feeder flow, the three star will feed 4-star Nebula, who will then feed the 5-star. And it will also feed Rocket and or Groot, the baby Groot variety. Let's see, in Storyland, like I said, Hearts of Darkness, these in there as shards and event token emplacement, event token in progression rewards and alliance rewards. Thick as Thieves, high evolutionary token emplacement, shards and event token in progression, legendary token and event token in alliance rewards. Versus Enhanced Encounter. The High Evolutionary Classic runs the 4th through the 8th. Shards Emplacement, Event Token in Progression, Event Token in Alliance. The 5-star one is going to be called Evolutionary Conquest. That's going to run the 7th through the 10th. High Evolutionary Event Token in Progression, Event Token in Alliance Rewards. There's a Genetic Mayhem store running the 4th to the 7th. Chance to get the High Evolutionary there. Increased chances in your 10 and 40s. Isotope Vault, the 11th to the 14th, chance to get them there, 40 item vault, 1 legendary store token, 1 thing, and some random 3 stars. The New Men legendary store running the 11th to the 14th, 15% chance to get High Evolutionary, Adam Warlock, and Bruce Banner.
Huh.
Didn't see that coming. I might throw some CP at that there.
High Evolutionary Bruce Banner, and who was the other one?
Adam Warlock.
Ugh. Sorry, I'm really bummed out at the actor they chose to play him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Like, it's such a deviation from every role I've ever seen him in. I just look at it and I'm like, nope. you are not the perfect being. You are a dork.
And other things that are new. There's a new support out.
Ooh.
The Battle World Exploration Map. So it's perks here. The rank 1 perk. Supported character starts the match with 10% additional max health. 12% of damage dealt by the supported character is converted to permanent damage. Wow, that's a pretty good perk at level 1. Sheesh. Rank 3. For each affiliation shared between the allied and enemy teams, the supported character deals 6.4% more match and ability damage. Rank 5. At the start of the battle, create a fortified one-turn repeater that causes a zombie attack tile with between 149.82 and 2693.78 strength based on the supported character's rarity with a 90% chance of being friendly.
Rarity? Oh, what star they are?
Yeah.
Okay. 90% chance of being friendly. So, you know, good luck.
Yeah. Synergy perk. Up to 2 times per battle and once per turn. If there are 5 or more strike attack protect tiles on the board, the Thor Core arrives to shuffle the board and then convert 6 of those special tiles to charge tiles. All right.
That is wacky. That's a lot going on.
There are a slew of people associated with this battle world thing.
Oh.
Well, I was just going to say, what does this thing synergize with? Because you said, you know, often they have a, you attach this Thor Core. Is that the tag I'm looking for?
No, it just says the affiliation is called Battle World. It is Apocalypse, Beta Ray Bill, Black Panthers, Captain Marvels, Scots, Doctor Doom, Doctor Strange, Invisible Woman, Miles, Mr. Sinister, Fantastic, Imperious Rex, Star-Lord, Thanos, Thing, and Thors, wow, and Throgs.
And what is this thing called again?
The Battle World Exploration Map.
Oh.
And 3-star Spider-Man. I don't think you said Spider-Man.
Oh, did I skip Spidey?
Yeah, yeah, I think you skipped Spidey.
Oh, good.
But only 3-star.
What's a Battle World again? Is it like the Marvel version of War World?
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay.
So that's new.
Or maybe is War World the DC version of Battle World? I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. Hey, last week we talked about that there were characters being recently reworked.
Yeah.
That detail has come out.
Ooh, tell me more. Especially about Doc Ock. Or not Doc Ock, Beast.
I was going to say, Doc Ock was not one of the choices.
He was already recently reworked.
Negasonic is first. It now deals more damage. Their comments were, ability was fine for the utility for the deal with it green, 8 green. Did way too little damage per AP, so they've upped the ability to raise the damage by about 40% at max level. Also flattened the curve on ability damage a bit, so it's a little stronger at lower levels. All right. The red power, thermonuclear, whatever. Again, updated the base damage, bonus damage unchanged. It said it was decent hitting, a little underpowered for the damaged AP. With a character that can easily provide charge tiles instead of making them with just Negasonic, this can hit pretty hard for a relatively low-cost red. The yellow power, resistor, 6 yellow. What is updated is that the healing is now more and added to the passive. If the passive was whenever you make a yellow match, Negasonic gains health. So the health is increased, and they added to that, if Negasonic has made the match, create a random charge tile. So there's your Negasonic changes. Nothing super exciting, I don't know there. Beast, Dark Beast.
No, Modern Beast. Last week it was Regular Beast. Is it Dark Beast or Regular Beast?
Well, looks like it's Age of Apocalypse Beast.
Oh, okay.
I think last week it just said Beast.
Yeah, that's why I asked last week.
Yeah, I thought they were doing a 3, a 4, and a 5, and Beast was a 3, but nope.
Yeah, I did too. I also thought it was a 3, a 4, and a 5. That's why I thought, yeah, Beast made sense. Anywho, yeah, apparently it's Dark Beast.
Cool. Tell me about AOA Beast.
scientific method for the 8 blue. It's been changed from creating black and green tiles to blue and green tiles. It says the ability does what it needs to do by creating multiple attack tiles relatively quickly, as well as giving good AP returns on matching friendly specials. However, in creating black, it doubled up on the black special tile creation done by his black passive. This changed it so doubling up does not occur. All right. Bleeding Edge, the black passive, was not changed.
Sweet.
Blinded by Science 9 green. Updated. Deals damage to the enemy team. For every X number of protect tiles on the board, gain 1 black AP. For every X number of attack tiles on the board, gain 1 blue. They've updated this ability to synergize with his special attack or strike attack projectile creation to become a secondary AP battery along with the passive on his blue scientific method. So he gets to pump himself up a little bit more because before he made, charge tiles, but couldn't really do anything with them. Raise Guy, Yellow Jacket, Darren Cross. Cross Your Heart, 6 black. For 6 black, it energizes Yellow Jacket, restoring health and adding damage the next time Yellow Jacket fires a power. If fired while energized, restores 100 for 50% more health and removed the energize. It said it was not bad, really only useful as an ability when it's being used to heal and combo right to the green. With this change, it gives him the ability to increase a second heal with the same ability giving a second outlet, as well as increasing the damage by over 100% compared to the previous version.
Hmm.
So they're even better for you there, eh?
Yeah.
Blue, that shrinking feeling. 6 blue. Update. Unchanged in effect, but now adds to his base match damage instead of providing bonus match damage. It says, while this doesn't change much on their allies to hit, it means that if he's the last selectable enemy, he's going to be very hard to take down without someone to stun or lock him out of this ability. Oh, because he'll be invisible a lot. I see.
Yeah, he will be, definitely. I mean, that's his whole purpose.
Yeah.
So base match damage instead of bonus match damage. Not sure what that actually changes.
Yeah, it's confusing. It said it's unchanged in effect. So, the green power, sting like a bee for 9 green. Damage looks like it went way up. It says it was supposed to do 2 hits of damage. However, due to some issue with the code, a technical limitation, the damage only applied once, essentially having its intended effectiveness, it sounds like. The technical limitation is too deep to root out. So instead, they've increased the damage of the ability to compensate. So now to be blasting away twice for some decent damage while still getting the improved damage only once from Cross Your Heart, if that is available.
Okay.
I didn't know that was bugged. So there you go.
Yeah, so they made him stronger. I'm on board.
Yeah, lots of changes there.
I like the idea of a forever bug.
Forever bug. All right, we got more news.
Oh.
Hold on, I've lost it. Why did I scroll? I didn't want to scroll.
So they've implemented some new features, Craig, I hear.
Yeah. I was trying to find more details, but that's okay. As Ian mentioned last week, you were prompted with that pick a reward thing.
Yes.
So apparently that pick X function is you know, fully implemented. It says it's currently used in the tutorial to choose from 3 different 3-star characters.
Oh. You get a 3-star character in the tutorial now?
That's what it says.
Oh, that's juicy.
Implemented support for multi-tier event quests. So speaking of multi-tier event quests, have you been doing any of these things?
Would you be shocked or embarrassed to hear that I don't know what you're talking about?
No, I would not.
Tell me more. What's a multi-tier event quest?
So
I've never even investigated or heard of this.
So if you go into your event, your like quest screen, right? There's tabs across the top of your event screen. It says daily events and those milestones that we talked about. You know, remember the milestones?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. Now I know where you are.
So if you go to the events tab, there are now Guardians of the Galaxy quests. They come in what appears to be 4 different tiers. I am still in tier 1. I have not progressed to tier 2 yet. I thought maybe Raid maybe gotten further than tier 1.
Oh, no. I have completed 4 tier 1 quests.
Oh, I've completed 5. Look at me go. So there's a bunch of things you got to do that they don't happen at the same time, which is kind of annoying. So, like, right now I have to make 100 yellow matches with a Guardians of the Galaxy person on my team.
Oh.
Before that, it was 100 blue. Before that, it was 100 red. And then you have to do them at one after each other. Like, you can't just count all the red to blue all at the same time.
You're not getting all 100 simultaneously.
Correct. Yeah.
They don't start. Green cannot be counted until red is counted.
Correct.
Okay.
So there's lots of those things going on. Like I said, from what I have found looking around real quick, it appears that those go up to 4 tiers of quests. I've looking online, some people in the forums are saying, and once you get, there was somewhere, what is it, 10 things in tier 1? Tier 2, it says starts with 4 quests, but appears to has 6 in total. Like stunning an enemy 30 times. That's a lot of stunning. Destroying but not matching 50 team-up tiles. Complete 30 missions, and then destroying 100 tiles. Quest 5 is apparently 300 matches. Quest 6 is using 10 boosts. Tier 3 requires you to use Gamora's Deadly Strike 25 times. Rockets Don't Push the Button 25 times. Mantis is Oversharing 25 times. Star-Lord's Sleight of Hand 25 times. Yondu's Ravager Roost 25 times. Like, I just don't sure I want to play all those characters that many times and get all those powers fired. That seems hard.
It does. And tedious.
Yeah. And then,
but hey, as you know, if you're looking to add goals to the game, that is one way to go about it.
Yep. The if you go all the way up to tier 4, apparently, which has 17 quests, one of them is fire 5-star out of Warlock's purple 50 times. Fire 5-star Gamora's black 50 times. Fire 5 Star-Lord's green 50 times. I was like, oh my gosh. And one of them is deal 6 million damage.
Eh, that's not that hard. Huh. You play Shang-Chi a few days.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to leave it to you guys. I read here in the chat that Samurai is still in tier 1, so I think the chance of Odin getting out of tier 1 is low.
And it appears that I have 8 days left to complete all these quests, so...
Right.
You can do it, Craig. I believe in you.
I can, because definitely... Well, it's, how many more days are there till Sunday? Because once Sunday hits and I'm going to be traveling, it's going to get sketchy.
You'll have all that extra free time on the plane to play.
I can't play on the plane.
Why not?
I'm not paying for internet. I will sit there and watch old episodes of Speed Racer or something on my iPad for free.
Sorry, it's only funny because I totally support you. I will never give them a dime if I can resist.
Yeah, I'm not get-
I will dehydrate to the point of feeling sick before I pay for $5 for a 12-ounce can of soda.
Well, that's free on United. So
oh,
you get nope. Coke and water's free. So.
Not on good old Spirit.
That's right. So yeah, that's a lot of news.
Yeah, it is.
I fly a gentleman's airline. Excuse me.
Is this episode over yet? I feel like we've been here all night.
Holy smokes. That was like 40 minutes worth of news.
Yeah.
That was.
Do you guys have anything you want to bring up in the news?
Not now. I'm bait.
Sorry. When you just said that in my head, it translated to a phrase from
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. Yep. So apparently Ray caught it too.
Yep.
Go away.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what I heard in my head when you said that's funny. Alright, yeah. let's
what can I say? I've got what plants crave.
That's right. Let's move on to Xandar then. So this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, who got Mandy pregnant?
Let's talk about good old Mantis. 4-star character, purple, yellow, and green. I'll educate myself about a character that I no longer recall having any abilities. You are afraid. I mean, you are afraid! 0. Purple AP. This passive ability says whenever you match or destroy an enemy special tile, create a 3-turn purple countdown tile that stuns a random enemy for 2 turns. If that enemy is already stunned, they take 417 damage instead. Now, when we elevate this to its highest level, we are creating a 1-turn countdown tile that stuns a random enemy for 4 turns or deals 6,171 damage. Oversharing. This ability costs 5 yellow AP. Let's see. Give a chosen friendly strike, attack, or protect tile to the enemy team and give a burst of 861 health to the ally with the least health. If that ally is a guardian of the galaxy, decrease the strength of the given tile by 22, down to a minimum of 1. If you choose to level up this ability, you will gain a health burst of 5,323 health and decrease the strength of the given tile by 136. And the final ability is Sleep! It costs 8 green AP, stuns the target for 2 turns, and creates a 2-turn green countdown tile that stuns that enemy for 2 turns and gives them a burst of 973 health. If this tile is matched by either team, deal 509 damage to the initially targeted enemy and stun Mantis for 2 turns. This power cannot be fired while a sleep tile is on the board. As this increases, instead of this, you will create a you'll be creating a green repeater tile instead of a countdown tile, and you will be dealing 6,980 damage. Or being dealt. No, yes. I was like, does that get dealt to you that much damage? That's significant. Anyway, let's see what she's up to. I doubt this is a character that I have rostered, let alone fully covered.
The cheat sheet says you've got one yellow.
Oh, nice. I'm doing it then. All right. So I got to say, the you are afraid has to be a 5 to get that to a 1-turn countdown tile. I think that makes that considerably more valuable. And the 4-turn stun. Yeah, that's a definite 5. So it's got to be 5-3-5. Healing's a dud, right?
Usually.
That's what the internet says.
Yeah. Healing's always a dud. So, yeah, that's a good time. That's easy. Yeah, you got to get that sleep up to 5. Sleep! Because turning it in from a countdown tile to a repeater tile, that just sounds like it has a ton of value there. So,
the thing I like most on the infographic is that of the popular builds, the bottom is, you know, with the number of votes, it says waiting for a rework, infinite amount of votes.
I don't know. At least 2 of her abilities have an exclamation point after it. So as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, she's a winner.
The only thing that needs change is that middle ability.
Interjection.
It should be called oversharing.
Ski, Utah. That's a throwback for some very specific people.
Yeah.
Sorry. Ray gets that joke. I don't know if anybody yeah. does.
That's 2 podcasts in a row, by the way. Utah. There was a Utah last night as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, are you talking about the certain website that doesn't work in Utah anymore?
That is exactly what we were talking about.
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So anyway, that's what Sunny and Sand are. That's Mantis. 5-3-5.
All right. All right, moving on. Acting, thank you. Ian, who's our actor of choice this week?
The actor of choice this week is none other than Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley. Now, I think I'm first this week because I could count down the list, but I feel confident. Does that sound accurate to you guys?
I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, sure. Go
All
for
right,
it.
I'm already in it. I had several choices lined up, and it turns out that whenever I am faced with the choice of creative or easy and obvious, I just gravitate towards easy and obvious. So she would be my new casting decision for the role of Elsa Bloodstone.
Huh.
I think, you know, she could, she had that movie Domino where this, you know, had a level of action and bounty hunter thing going on. She's already tons British. I think she would be great with a shotgun in her head. And
I've already forgotten who played Elsa Bloodstone in the movie.
It was the woman from that other show where she played kind of a superhero kind of thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
I don't. Someone help me.
It was like set in, you know.
Old-timey Britain?
Yeah, old-timey Britain. The one girl, her sidekick was like a technological genius.
Yeah. But the show had to go away halfway through because Josh Whedon is gross.
Yes. But it was a good show.
Yes. Yeah, that show was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was Elsa? She's a good Elsa, though.
Yeah.
I think Keira Knightley would do an equally good job.
Okay.
Who's next?
Ray, what you
oh,
got?
Oh, me? Okay.
You? Yeah.
So, I had no idea. But then, something dawned on me, something that Craig almost spoiled pre-show. However, where I'm going is I think she should play Minerva. Minerva.
Oh, yeah.
Minerva is a Kree that takes different forms, like Kree do. And yeah. I think that Keira Knightley should be good at this, as she kind of played Padme Amidala when she played Sabe in The Phantom Menace, and nobody realized the Sabe was Keira Knightley. So,
yeah, I did not know.
Yeah, so
when I was looking up Keira Knightley today, I was like, Keira Knightley was in The Phantom Menace? What was she?
So she's used to playing characters that take on, you know, the roles of other people, and I think a Kree would make perfect sense.
Yeah, I like Minerva. That'd be cool.
Interesting.
Craig, bring this home.
I am going, you know, staying in the British flavor here.
Right.
I am going with having her play one Betsy Braddock, the current Captain Britain.
Ah,
huh, okay.
Yeah.
As you know, Betsy had the thing where she got.
Wait, isn't she Psylocke?
She was.
Okay.
Then she had the body swap with Quan Yin, right? When she became Asian all of a sudden. That body.
I thought she was kidnapped and altered to look Asian before she became Psylocke.
No, she was body swapped with a woman named Kwannon. That has been undone. Kwannon has taken up the Psylocke mantle. Betsy has taken over for her brother Brian.
And what happened to her brother?
He's off doing other stuff.
Okay. he's too busy to be Captain Britain.
No, something happened to him and he gave her the magic pendant thing.
Right.
So she is now Captain Britain and running the Captain Britain Corps herself. Right on. So I think I would like to see her as Betsy Braddock.
Sure. Oh, boy. I'll take it.
So there you go.
All right.
Who are we talking about next week's?
Next week, we will be focusing on Jennifer Aniston.
All right. The daughter of the guy from Days of Our Lives.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, her dad played Victor Kiriakis on Days of Our Lives for a long time.
She's Victor's daughter?
That is correct.
Ooh, that's evil.
Isn't it? Man, Victor was so good. So good.
The things he did to Marlena, that was just inhuman.
Yeah. Well, not like when she got possessed by Satan. I mean, that was a whole different thing.
No, I mean, that didn't get better than that. That drew me back into the show. I was like, this is beyond the pale. This is amazing.
Samurai says we've already had this conversation 2 months ago. Probably when Victor died.
Oh, no!
Yeah. I'm glad he remembers things because I don't.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Not too much, but we do have a Jeff Duggan wall of text.
Hello!
2 points on the Muppet discussion. First, I assume Craig, at least, has seen the trailer for the forthcoming Muppet Mayhem series?
I have not.
Okay, there you go. Apparently there's a trailer for the forthcoming Muppet Mayhem series.
It's coming at the end of the month, isn't it?
This is a TV show?
Yeah, it's coming to Disney Plus, I believe.
Oh.
Second, for Craig's benefit, Linda Cardellini is probably best known for a mix of being Velma in the live-action Scooby-Doo movies and for a long-running role in ER. But most relevant to the PW3, she is Laura Barton in the MCU.
Oh,
Cliff's wife.
Cliff's wife, yeah. I was wondering if you'd get that.
I had to get there.
Yeah, so, you know, she came up before who? Who's Linda Cardellini? Yeah, that's who Linda Cardellini.
Oh, man, this show's about Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem Band? I'm on board for that.
Yes, this is their band going on tour and cutting their first album.
I do want to watch that.
That was always my favorite part of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Released on May 10th. Okay, well, there you go. When we have our next show, hopefully we'll have all watched at least one episode of Muppets Mayhem.
Now, just to follow up on that, is Rolf a member of the Electric Mayhem, or does he just, like, sit in with them sometimes?
I assumed Colin B.,
okay.
Because Janice plays the keyboards, right?
Yeah, and Zoot plays the sax, and Floyd and Dr. Teeth plays the keyboard.
Oh, you're right. Dr. Teeth plays the keyboard. I'm sorry. Janice plays bass.
Yes. And then Floyd plays the guitar. And Animal obviously plays drums.
Right.
And when you need a piano accompaniment, you call Rolf.
Yeah, it does not appear that Rolf is performing on this show, so.
Right on.
It's Dr. Teeth, Lips, Animal, Floyd, Janice, and Zoot. Well, and then it says additional Muppet performers at the bottom. So I can't.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know who that. Yeah. I don't know what that David Crosby Muppet in the background is, but.
Boy, there is a slew of cameos coming on that show.
Oh, I'm sure.
Including one Weird Al. That's exciting.
Yeah.
There should be. It's a Muppet.
And Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith. I
guess they would invite me to be on that show.
Oh, Susanna Hoffs. That's exciting.
All right. Back to Jeff.
You. Yeah.
For the againth time. Wouldn't it be easier to say your weekly 4-star crash thunderclap of the Titans? I don't think Craig's writing that down, so no.
I've already forgotten it. Okay. So.
Daily rewards. I have my 8th anniversary going on right now. Lots of dinosaurs in my immediate future. All right, congratulations.
Yeah.
Kieran Knightley. He says either Bobby Mockingbird Morse or Tigra. I get Bobby. I can see that. Although the original Bobby that they had in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was really good. I don't know.
All right. Uh-oh, we've lost Ian.
No, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
He also says...
Turns out I couldn't type either, so...
Okay.
But I'm back.
He also says that I stuck the note in chat while we were recording, but the 18th of March 2030 is the 40th anniversary of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum heist, which is the most valuable unsolved theft in history. Collected right. value of the missing pieces, if sold at auction, estimated a $1 billion U.S. dollars. There is an unclaimed $10 million reward for information that leads to the recovery of the art. He says, I am only a little obsessed. This would be more in the vein of a pilgrimage than a vacation for me. I can easily bend your ear for a solid 20 minutes without breaking a sweat.
But what are you going to see? Because the things are stolen, so they're not there.
Right. I don't get that either, but
that's still a part I wanted to explore, but I was comfortable with him when he decided he would just call it a pilgrimage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
because exactly. I was like, I was not sure why him being in Boston would affect that situation in any way or enhance that situation for him, but he's a grown man. That makes him happy. Now, I would like to support him.
Yeah, I also don't like this reward structure, because you're telling me that if I lost my wallet and it has $1,000 in it, and you find it, my offer to you is like $1.
Well, what do you expect? $1 billion reward for the museum?
For the return of $1 billion?
I'm expecting more than like the 1% or whatever the $10 million is.
It's a museum. Oh, they don't make money.
Pretty
Come
good
on.
Deal.
Yeah. Also, he does.
Maybe they should sell a painting then if they recover it.
No way. If we earn that $10 million, I'm spending it all on hero points.
There you go.
And you still would not be as much as the original whale. Oh my God, I forgot his name.
Yeah, it's way out of my head. I didn't need it anymore.
I don't.
Ray, help us.
Oh, King Dreadnought?
King Dreadnought!
Says Samurai.
Yes. that we did verify with the developers way back when that he actually did spend all that money.
Yeah.
That was not a hacked account.
Yeah, you don't become the King Dreadnought.
Yeah.
For free. That is an earned title, baby.
All right. Jeff also says that the next MCU projects, Guardians 3, Secret Wars on Disney Plus, and The Marvels in theaters, in that order. So,
all right.
There you go.
Yeah, Secret War sounds cool.
And he did also say that he missed the show Must Go On days, where you guys would have a guest in place of a missing Craig. Well, in this case, there would be a missing Craig and a missing Ray, so that's just not going to happen. And also, neither is the show Must Go On days. I think yeah. we're a bit tired of that.
You managed that even better than I hoped it would go. I was like, I'm glad you are nostalgic for that, because I am not.
Right.
I am so pumped for a week off. I'll still try to bring a above average product every week, but
so I missed what Craig said in the news about this, but Lufishnist said that he got the choice of three things for the daily resupply. He was told it was only for players that still had prologue nodes unfinished. He saved one for making Thor half Thor when nothing else was available. Is that in any way true? I don't remember you saying anything about that.
I have no idea. The chances that I finished the prologue are low. Low. So, it could be. I don't know. That's interesting, though. It was an interesting observation. I feel very strongly that I have not finished it. So.
Okay, that's it. That's all I got. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again then, I am Hans.
Oh, I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up.
Right, Ian, how you want to handle this?
I don't know. I'm going to sloppily and quickly. We had a minor snafu, so I'm going to give you a glitz-free rundown of who is boosted. The three stars that are boosted are Deadpool, Gamora, Kamala Khan, Rocket and Groot, Star-Lord. The four stars that are boosted are Drax, Gamora, Mantis, Rocket and Groot, Silk, Star-Lord, Totally Awesome Hulk, and Yondu. And the five-star characters that are boosted this week are Adam Warlock, Gamora, Star-Lord, and Wong. That's it.
So when in doubt this week, play a Guardians of the Galaxy character.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we're still going full force Guardians, and they are all available as boosted characters.
And you need to fire all of their powers whole lots of times while matching whole lots of colors.
Right, for sure. Someone, get to tier two. Tell me about it.
All right, that's the quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify.
Oh, man, we forgot to thank Thespify.
Thespify!
Earlier. Man, let's move on then. This week, pop, pop!
Pop, pop. All right.
What do you got?
First of all, let's talk about, if nothing else, name alone makes me super happy.
Ooh.
To tell you about Mamamoo.
Mamamoo?
Mamamoo. What's that?
I'm liking the name. Keep going.
Yeah, Mamamoo. So, they have the appropriate number of band members, which is 4. And,
I thought there were 5 in the video.
Oh, no. Did they gain a member?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I have not researched them that thoroughly. But I believe today we have a clip from their song, Hip.
Yes.
Is like.
No, there are definitely 4. You are correct.
Okay, good. So there you have it. The somewhat appropriate 4-piece Mamamoo with an excellent name.
That clip that Ray put in there is pretty decent.
Yeah, like absolutely. I will not steer you away from them. All right. But I will steer you away from this, which I consider one of the rarest of the fruit beverages. The Sunkist brand.
Oh, wow.
Has a. Oh, yes. But they have a flavor known as berry lemonade.
Oh.
I've had a lot of beverages in my life, so I don't want to just flat out say it's the worst beverage I've ever tasted.
You've had Moxie. But, remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to spoil that, but yeah. If I were to make a list of like my 10 least favorite, this one is a solid member of that list.
So it's blackberry, blueberry, lemonade.
Yeah, but not in the good way that it sounds like it should be. Maybe my expectations were too high. I don't know. But if you do run across this, don't expect to be refreshed.
Okay.
I mean, it does have that pleasing blue color, much like your adios drink.
It did. I missed that. Why would you bring that up?
I'm sorry.
It's been so long. I want to go back someday.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Thanks as always to
Magnify. All right. You got Steam open.
I am in the process of getting Steam open. Did either of you want to open one?
I will be.
I've got lots to open.
Okay, Ray, you can go first, and then I will go next.
Sounds good. I'm clicking now. It is a 4-star. Clea. I didn't know what that symbol was. I'm like, Wong? Is Dr. Strange? Nope, Clea. It is a Clea. I can definitely use that.
I think so. We got lots of those for that last event.
Yeah. Oh, you were correct.
Holy majoli.
Yeah, my Clea is actually already champed, so.
Yeah, we got at least 6, I think, because you got like 3 personal, 3 alliance, and then I really wanted that magic, so I, you know, got 2 of those. That was awesome.
Yeah, they just kept pouring in.
Yeah.
Well, throw another one on the pile.
Yeah. Nope, I got a Throg. I'm pretty sure I need that. That can't be someone who I have fully covered or champed. All right, that brings my Throg to a whopping 2-2-1. All right, Craig, we're ready for you now.
Hey, something I want to throw out here as I'm looking down at my screen. doing that $1 MVP, VIP, whatever it's called, has given me an unlimited amount of resources. I have 769 command points. That's absurd for me.
I don't even want to say what I have.
I usually have like 200 or less. All right, number one, Nebula.
Wait, is that the blue ones?
Yeah.
Dude, we definitely play very separate games.
This is all because of the VIP. I never have that many other anyway.
Yeah, I love in the VIP. The rewards are
substantial.
Generous.
Yeah.
Yes.
MODOK. Number 3, Morbius. I'm going to try and at least get one purple here. Caroliner. Deathlock. Lizard. Talos, not going good here. Miles, Juggernaut, Prowler, Carol, last one, it's all I got. No purples. Infinity War, Spider-Man. 0-for-12.
Oof, sorry, dude.
Bummer.
So, Ian, yeah. I'm curious. You said that you and Craig are definitely playing different games. Does that mean you don't have a lot of command points?
I have a ton.
Oh, okay.
Not a ton. I mean, I'm looking at Samurai's thing here, so I know what a ton is. Or, again, I don't want to suggest that his is a ton, since someone else will post a screenshot that they're double that. I have 2,275.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of an average-ish amount.
So, yeah, since I have been keeping up with the 5-stars and championing them and saving up my tokens, I haven't been spending command points.
Okay.
So I actually have Samurai beat. I have 11,992 command points.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'll probably spend 75 of the ones that I just mentioned on that vault that Craig said had Banner and some other dude in it, High Evolutionary maybe.
And Adam Warlock. Yeah, I'll spend several hundred because I've got all these command points. Got to get rid of those.
Yeah. But the rewards were so substantial that I had almost no one die on the vine.
Nice. Yeah, I've got almost 12,000 hero points. Like,
oh,
it's crazy.
Nope, I have 600, and that's a lot. So it looks like Dupe will die on the vine, but Magic and Clea
when they gave everyone that they reduced the cost of slots.
Right,
man, that really adds up.
Yeah.
That made a big difference.
Yep. That was a good sale.
Yeah. Ian, what is on the podcast network, son?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We team up with a lot of excellent podcasts. You can find direct links to all the wonderful shows on our network, the Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative, sir. That's a lot of show.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Comment, suggestion, shoot to Mitt Ray. He would love to hear things for the mailbag for Willie to bring us to talk about. You can go to our webpage, click on the links, click on our banner, buy yourself some stuff. What holiday's next?
May the 4th. Cinco de Mayo.
It's true. Both those things are this week. Sure. Yeah, unfortunately, I think all these Cinco de Mayo celebrations will be finished before I get to Texas on Sunday night. So, missing out, I think. So I think that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that kiss is electric. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.